like a brother, treat you like a friend, respect you like a lover. Oh, 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 oh.
You could bet that, never gotta sweat that. You could bet that, never gotta sweat that. You could bet that, never gotta sweat that. You could bet that, never gotta sweat that.
If you be the cash, I'll be the rubber band. You be the match, I will be a fuse. Boom, painter, baby, you could be the muse. I'm the reporter, baby, you could be the news. Cause you're the cigarette, and I'm the smoker. We raise the bet, cause you're the joker. Chipped off, you are the chalk. And I could be the blackboard, you can be the top. And I can be the one. Yeah, when the sky comes falling, even when the sun don't shine, I got faith in you and I. Just put your pretty little hand in mine. Even when we're down to the wire, baby, even when the new war dies, we can do it, baby, simple and plain. This love is a sure thing.
You could bet that, never gotta sweat that. You could bet that, never gotta sweat that. You could bet that, never gotta sweat that. That never gotta sweat that.
Feel the love, I feel the fire, babe. If I'm the blunt, you could be the lighter, babe. Fire it up, writer, baby, you could be the quota. If I'm the lyric, baby, you could be the note. Record that saint, I'm a sinner. Lies, I'm a winner, and it's you. But get a dough to serve that paper, baby, I'd be the pen. Say that I'm the one, cause you are a 10. Really not pretend. Even when the sky comes falling, even when the sun don't shine, I got faith in you and I. Just put your pretty little hand in mine. Even when I'm down to the wire, even when I do or die, we can do it, baby, simple and plain.
Welcome back, guys. It's your girl, Najm P. Lee for NajmLee.com. And this is the Ask Najm Lee Show right here on anchor.fm/AskNaj, A-S-K-N-A-J. And we are doing episode 6 today. We're going to be looking into the Leo season. There's a lot going on. And I think Leo is going to be bringing the war. What I mean by that, stay tuned to find out. But as you know, go get yourself a cup of tea, cup of coffee, some paper and pen, take some scrupulous notes. Enjoy the show wherever you are. Take a ride with me today. Yes, if I can chat some patois right now, you would know. Guys, I'm so excited to announce I am having a book launch. Yes, I'm dropping a new book very soon. And guess what? I would love for you to become a VIP guest with me. All you gotta do is sign up right now onto my book list. Drop your email. See that link below? All you gotta do is click it, drop your email in, and you are a VIP guest with me. There's so much that you're going to get and receive regarding this new book that I'm going to be launching. I am super duper excited. All right, guys. So do that. Sign up. Get on the list. I can't wait to speak to you very soon. Hey, did you know that you can support Ask Najm Lee Show right now? Totally simple. All you have to do is donate. Yep, donate right now on this podcast right here on anchor.fm/AskNaj, A-S-K-N-A-J. It's simple, it's totally easy, and it helps us in a big way. Every penny count, whether it's 99 cents, $4.99, $9.99, or more, whatever you like to give. If you really love what we're doing and you want to support, this is one of the best ways you can support, because the money goes back into getting equipment, better miking, better, you know, equipment that we can use to really build out the show's infrastructure, and helps us with marketing, helps us with just really getting as many people as possible to hear our podcast. So if you really are down with us and you really want to support, click that button right now and donate. Yep, donate to Ask Naj, A-S-K-N-A-J. Thank you so much. I appreciate every single donation that we get. It shows that you really love what I'm doing, you love the show, and you love more of this in your life. Thank you so much. Blessings to you. So we're back, guys. Welcome to episode 6 right here on Ask Naj, right here on anchor.fm, as well as Spotify and so many others. Look at the links below. Click on your favorite or the one you love listening to, and you can catch the Ask Najm Lee Show on that station. So we're going to be talking about this Leo season. And yes, Leo is bringing love in, of course, but it's also bringing war in. And the reason why I say that, it's a little different one I'm going to do today, which is I'm bringing out the cards, guys. Yes, like I got my tarot cards out today, and I've been having them out earlier today, doing a lot of reading. The energy has changed a lot, and I know you guys can feel it, whether it's in your day-to-day or, you know, at work, school, wherever you are, at home, and it just feels kind of yucky. There are so many things that happen in America, 2 mass shootings, and it's just a lot. And the separation of families with immigrants, especially when it comes to ones that are Latina, coming from Mexico. If you haven't heard, they had, seriously, they act like ISIS, to me, my opinion, that they came and basically took children's parents while they were at school. Like, how degrading and abusive is that? It doesn't matter if people are in this country right now that don't belong here. I think that a lot of times we forget that before anybody came to America or even came to Canada, or this part of the North Americas, there are a set of people here already. And I'm sorry, all y'all that came here during that time, your ancestors and great fathers, or whatever you want to call it, slave owners, masters, whatever you want to call it, they all came here illegally. Let's just say that, because where were the paperwork? Where were their papers? They have taken away land, stolen land from people, removed people from their land, put them in so-called plantations or, you know, deserted type of lands, and saying, okay, this is what you are going to live on. I mean, it's been like, I don't know why we don't go into that arena and go check everybody who came here, who had slaves, and if they didn't have a paperwork here, they need to go. And it should be that way. That means no one should be fighting anybody regarding paperwork to be in this country or claim that these people are here illegally. What's illegal is a divide, because Mexico actually is a part of the United States, and I don't care if they put up a fence, wall, whatever. That whole state of Texas belongs to Mexico. Let's just be frank about it. And I think, like, a lot of the things that are being done today are a lot of hostility and setting this energy of darkness that is weighing on the people. And you can see it, guys. Like, not just the news media, but you can look within your own communities and how people are suffering. Things are changing, from real estate is going higher and higher, rents are going higher and higher, gas is always fluctuating, either it's too high or it drops way low. Now this whole thing with China, and we shouldn't be messing with China because of them communist people and that type of mindset that they have. And I'm not calling the people of China communists. I'm talking about the leaders, the function of their government is communistic. And to be messing with a mindset that's totally different than thinking democratic or Republican or liberal is like not on the table. Their mindset and how they run things, the governments over there run things absolutely differently. And so because they run things absolutely differently, why are we picking a fight with them? Like, why are we stirring up what I would call like a race war? And so since we're in the season, it's summer, we're in the season of Leo. Leo is the lion, right? Leo is the leader of the jungle, basically, right? And the lion, and with Lion King coming out, or the reproduction of Lion King coming out, of the lions coming together to fight for their freedom, for their land, for their rights, you know, having a leader like Scar, bringing the tribe into famine, destitution. It replicates exactly what's going on in the United States with Trump. I think Trump is a replica of today's Scar from The Lion King. And I feel like you know, we just really need to start making a change, guys. Like, we just came through the portal again, the gate number eight, because it's 8-8, August 8th, that just passed. And it's a different energy, like a different energy than I would think of before. This is a different energy. It's a more potent, lurking, fighting energy, an energy where it's unrest and not wanting to sit back anymore, you know. And that's the heart of a lion, of it will come to the forefront and fight and protect its tribe and protect its territory. And the tribe of a lion will come together from all nations, come together and fight for what is right and what is theirs. Other than that, lions can be very peaceful at the same time. But the energy right now has brought in an energy of unrest, civil unrest, which brings into civil war. And this civil war is actually going to be like a race war. So what we're going to do a bit differently today, and I'm super excited about, is that we're going to pull out the cards. I have my Rider-Waite out. And when we come back, I am going to go through the cards and see what they say. And I haven't done this on the show yet, and I'm super excited to do this. So if you're interested, keep on listening. I'm going to play some really cool commercials, some few music, and come back and check out what the cards are saying for this season. And when it comes to this, it's going to come from a political standpoint, and also what we can do, especially as energy beings, because this is all about energy, guys. And we really need to start honing our own energies for flight. I'll be right back after these beautiful commercials and messages.
Brown skin girl, your skin just like pearls. Best thing in the world, never trade you for anybody else. And brown skin girl, your skin just like pearls. The best thing in the world,
I never trade you for anybody else. Singing.
Says she really grew up poor like me. Don't believe in nothing but the Almighty. Just a little jeans and a pure whitey. She never dreamed forever be nobody wifey. Yeah. She wanna make her pretty, but your heart is a mess. Play you like a villain, cause she caught in a way. Tonight I am walking away. 9 to 5, mine and I grind. Yeah, yeah. Tonight I might fall in love. Depending on how you hold me, I'm glad that I'm calming down. Let no one come control me. Keep dancing and call it love. She fights it by falling slowly. If ever you are in doubt, remember what mama told me. Brown skin girl, your skin just like pearls. Your back against the world, I never trade you for anybody else. A brown skin girl, skin just like pearls. The best thing in all the world, I never trade you for anybody else.
Pose like a trophy when Naomi's walking. She need an Oscar for that pretty dark skin. Pretty like Lupita when the camera's closing. Drip broke the levy when my Kelly's rolling.
I think tonight she might break her brains. Melanin too dark to throw her shade.
She minds her business and winds her ways.
Roll like 24K.
Okay.
Tonight I might fall in love. Depending on how you hold me, I'm glad that I'm calming down. Can't let no one come control me. Keep dancing and call it love. She fighting but falling slowly. If ever you are in doubt, remember what mama told me. Brown skin girl, your skin just like pearls. Your back against the world, I never trade you for anybody else. A brown skin girl, your skin just like pearls. The best thing about the world, I never trade you for anybody else.
Have you looked in the mirror lately? Wish you could trade eyes with me.
Because
there's complexities in complexion,
but your skin is glow like diamonds.
Dig me like the earth, you be giving birth to everything alive, baby, know your worth.
I love everything about you, from your nappy curls to every single curve, your body natural.
Same skin that was broken, be the same skin taking over. Most things are the focus view, but when you're in the room, they notice you.
Cause you're beautiful. Yeah, you're beautiful.
With you in all of your glory. Your skin is not only dark, it shines and it tells your story. Keep dancing, they can't control you. They watch and they all adore you. If ever you are in doubt, remember what mama told you.
Brown skin girls,
your
skin just like pearls.
You're
back against the world. I never tried you for anybody else. Say brown skin.
Brown skin, girl, your skin just like pearls. Best thing in the world. I never tried you for anybody else singing.
So we are back with the next segment. If you're just joining, hi guys, I am Najim P. Lee, NajimLee.com, and I am your host right here on the Ask Najim Lee show. Use our hashtag AskNaj and place your questions, your comments, your feedback utilizing that hashtag. Again, that's A-S-K-N-A-J, AskNaj. All right, so I got my cards out and I'm going to shuffle. See what they're saying about Leo season. I am calling in my guides. I'm calling the energy of Leo to come through, to speak through the cards today, through my higher self, through me as a vessel, through my third eye, and that I can get a better idea of what's going on. And I'm happy to do this. We got cards flying. So, I had this right. Okay. We got cards flying. So, a lot of times, you know, Leo brings in also love, that new transition, that new love. Or a lot of times it's that love that is being sent to you, you've probably been looking for. And usually around Leo season, it begins to ignite. And which is really good. Sometimes it's the love of your life. Sometimes it's very, very short season, and but it's wherever you are on your path right now for you and what's needed. And so we have the Hangman coming out. That is the seventh card. And we also have the Six of Swords coming out. And we have the Four of Coins coming out. And let me just talk while and try to break this down. So the Hangman is like we're in the standstill. Basically is when I see the Hangman, you know, upside down, right? Highlighting of the crown chakra. It's about we have to go within. Now is the time to go within during the season and really connect with our higher self, connecting with our ancestors, connecting with the knowledge that must be. And so we got to go within and find the answers. And a lot of times we have to pause. We have to meditate. We have to look within for the answers. A lot of times this season with the political arena really high and all these things that are happening politically, it's like everybody wants to give you an answer as to what should be done. But it's a play on words. If you really look at it, it's a game because everybody is on the same plane politically. You have the right wing, and you have the left wing. And then you have the center of the plane, right? They're all on the same plane going in the same destination. It's just that one side is sitting on the right, one side is sitting on the left, guys. So really, what's this game really about? This is where you gotta look within. This is where you really gotta take flight within yourself and find the answers. Because what's truly happening here is for the land, and this fight over countries and lands and properties, and no one owns anything. We don't own anything here. This is temporarily given to us. And yet we are fighting over something that does not belong. So then you gotta question, what is this illusion all about? So then we got the card that I was saying, which is the Six of Swords. And the Six of Swords has a female and child on a boat sailing away. It's like a canoe, and the guy is standing driving the canoe, but their back is turned away, you know. And looking at this, after you go within, I think a lot of times we got to move. There's a lot on the mind and emotionally on the mind that travel is needed. You need to move away from this situation. This situation is basically not for you. It's not healthy. It's not for you. It's time for you to move forward. And I think in this Leo season that's happening, and when I say Leo is bringing the war, I look at the sadness, which this card shows sadness. The sadness, the depths of water, and the sadness, the hanging of the heads, the loneliness, right? Hidden within ourselves. We all are feeling this energy. We all are feeling low and sad and feel like we're wandering and don't know what to do or don't know how to make things change. And this is where we go right back to the Hangman and go inside ourselves to find the answers to change our own situation. It has to start with a person within ourselves. We cannot expect the outside. We cannot expect a president, any leaders, any community leaders. We can't expect any of these people to do anything. They do a lot of talk, but there's really no action. So the action has to come from within you. You got to change the situation where you're at right now. The other card that came up is the Four of Coins. And what I see is someone sitting on the dough, holding it tight, not wanting to share it with anyone. That's the president. That's the leaders. That's the government. That's, I would say, the symbolism of the White House right now. Of sitting back, holding on tight, not sharing the wealth, not wanting anybody else to get it, harboring it for themselves and whoever their constituents are, and not looking at anybody else. And I think we gotta be very real and very truthful as to what's going on, you know, and how it's affecting our lives, right? Even in a simple way or a big way. Whether it's about housing, not a lot of people are able to have a roof over their head. Now there's a fear, an unnecessary fear of being displaced, right? Children being displaced, families being displaced. And this is part of a ritual, guys. This is the other thing, and I'm going to be raw with you today. This is part of a ritual that's going on, right? Why would, this is like, really think about, why would anyone separate? This is so Hitler days of separating the children from the family, you know, the divide of the women, the divide of the men, the divide of the children, children taking care of children. The women are somewhere else. The men are somewhere else. Like, this is so Hitler time. If you guys don't see it, that go back into your history books, go and look it up. there's a pattern here, guys. There's a ritual being done. And this ritual is separation. This ritual is to anchor as many as possible to stay here or to stay in this third dimensional frequency. We've already entered the fifth dimensional frequency, but as I said before, many are going to choose to fight for the system of third dimensional, which keeps you grounded in this. It feels like we're going back in time of when slavery was happening, right? Like it's vividly happening and going back in time. So I don't know, what do you guys think about what I'm saying? We're gonna have to fight. We are. I'm looking at the card that's a Seven of Wands. We're gonna have to fight, guys. We're gonna have to be loving to each other, but at the same time, we got to gather our emotions. We got to rise up, raise our frequencies, and we're going to come together. This has nothing to do with color. Color is a blind side, right? That they've been utilizing for so many years, especially here. That it's time to let that go, and it's time to really make that big push to let go of that thought, that mindset, because it's a lie. It's all a lie. It's to suppress you. It's to bond you here. And I'm going to continue when I get back, but think about what I'm saying, and I'll be back after these commercials. Fumbling over my words today. Ah, here we go.
That you feel when you open up your soul, your dreams are now real. I had some people do the most to show they feel some type of way. They never seen original, they grew up with the fake. Yeah. Baby, you a trendsetter, they gon' follow you. I just understand better, cause when I was you, all my friends that I know what to do. All I know is when they sit there, what's the move? We are the party of light that will inspire an entire lifeline. You are the key to the clouds that block the moon. As long as you believe it. Of all time, we like to see we stay afloat. Even when rainstorms arise, feels like we're fighting for the world. Trying to take it one day at a time. While people worry about their clothes, I'm trying to make sure I feed mine and mine's. You gotta know, baby, you a trendsetter, they gon' follow you. I just understand better, cause when I was you, all my friends that I know what to do. All I know is when they say then what's the move. We are the party of light that will inspire an entire lifeline. You are the key to the clouds that block the moon. As long as you believe it,
लोका समस्ता सुखिनो भवन्तु, लोका समस्ता सुखिनो भवन्तु, लोका समस्ता सुखिनो भवन्तु, लोका समस्ता सुखिनो भवन्तु.
We are the party of life that will inspire an entire lifeline.
So we are back, guys, for our final segment of episode 3 today. I mean, episode 6. Yep, we're tongue-tied. Too much energy going on. All right, here we go. So I still have my cards out. And so we were talking in our last segment. I think really what's the biggest thing that we need to be looking at is ourselves, raising our frequencies. It's time we raise up our frequencies. And that is, we're gonna have to do a big leap, guys. Like, to be honest with you, in order to change anything, we have to make a leap. And this leap is gonna take courage, it's gonna take strength, and it's gonna take a focus. And in order to raise our energies, our frequencies, it's going to take you working on yourself swiftly. No more waiting and thinking that someone else can do it. No, you have to do it. You have to bring the fire. This is the Leo season. You have to bring the fire. You have to bring the roar. You have to bring the power now. It is up to you to do this, every single person, because a battle is going to happen. See, I just pulled the Eight of Wands, transformation, a major battle, a major shift is coming, right? Transformation, transmuting, a lot of hard work. You gotta have to work hard for this, right? I just pulled out the Seven of Coins. And it's going to take some magic. It's going to take some esoteric. It's going to take a combination of utilizing all the elements together. And I'm talking the element of water, the element of air, the element of earth, the element of the ethers, fire, to really transmute, come together and really create a bang. We're going to need to bring the sword, the metal. We're going to need to bring a lot in. This is the Magician card. And in order to do this, so we're going to need those that are able to come together. That's all of us, right? Coming from each quadrant of the world, right? Or each quadrant of the elements, right? If you work in the air element, we need you. You work in the fire element, we need you. The water element, yes. The earth element, yes. We need you. We need to all come together and become one, as the card is the number one, right? The self, the trueness. We all have to come together. And then it's the Knight of Swords that comes up. Charge. We got to go forward. We got to go forward and swiftly and fast, because it's coming. Whatever this is coming, and it's coming strong, and it's coming powerfully, and the wind is kicking in on this one majorly. You guys, I'm serious. Like, this podcast today, I was just here thinking, and I just wanted to talk candidly with you guys. You know, there's too much suffering going on our planet. Like, there's just too much of imbalances. And I know you guys can see it just as how I see it as well. And it's time we need to put our foot down. These people that are in place are not even here benefiting any of us. They don't care. I don't know what we're waiting on, thinking that somehow they're going to change and start caring. These are entities. Let's break it down. These beings, these are entities. These entities coming with one focus. They all are together on one focus, right? And they're here to destroy. That's all it is. They've done this before. They've done this at the time of Atlantis, Sumeria. They've done this so many times. They did this on Mars. They've done it on other planets before coming to the planet called Earth or Gaia. And I need you guys to really look within. The history is within each and every one of you. The fear of death needs to like let go. There's nothing to fear because we live on. We live forever, okay? Energy lives on. Energy never dies. Energy actually increases. Energy will lift up. Right now, you have every aspect of the elements around you to sit with them and raise your energy high. Raise your happiness high. Raise your love high. Raise that frequency all together at the tip of the iceberg high. And become such a supernova, okay? Gamma rays, people, gamma rays of light. That is the energy we got to be on now. No more of this light stuff here. To, you know, just to share with you, lately I've been going on this path for the past few months now where I'm not really eating. I'm doing mostly drinking. I don't feel for food in the same light. If I eat, it's only a little bit now. And each month it gets worse and worse where like food is not really that of importance. I'm mostly like drinking a lot more, you know, that's all I'm reaching for. And the other part of that, I may reach for fruits here and there. That'll be my go-to fruits. And then after that, a mono meal. So sometimes it'll be just potatoes or just a salad or plantains, or it's always like some type of mono meal. And I'm noticing this change been happening since, especially from this year. Like, I really took a notice. The other thing that's been happening, and this has started a couple years ago, which is scent. I can't take the scent of animals. Like, cook meat, cook, I guess can't. Like, I have to take a walk. I have to be outside. I have to get away from it. And I can't, you know, I've tried stopping my family from cooking meat. Trust me, I have. I will complain and kick and scream because the scent is so horrible to me. And not only that, but it affects me. It affects my body now in such a weird way that I can't be around it. And these are some of the changes I've really seen within myself lately with this transitioning and coming into fifth dimensional frequency. And there are many of us who have had similar symptoms, and since crossing into this fifth dimensional frequency have been like, yeah, we just can't take it. It has to be other alternatives, other ways of doing things. But the smell alone really hurts my body. That's all I can say about it. It really hurts my body. But I just want to show you and just share with you a little bit inside of me, but also just to show you that Leo season is here. The warrior season has come. Because do not be surprised if this turns into this race civil war that they are rooting for. Remember, war brings money. Right, they've gone to all these different countries causing war, doing wars, but a civil war right here on home ground would be the biggest. And this is where you got to follow the patterns of money. When you follow the patterns of money, it's going to tell you when a war is coming. And y'all, one is brewing. The lion season is here and it's bringing the war. All right, guys, thank you so much for joining me today. This is episode 6 of the Ask Najm Lee Show. Leave me a voice comment. Let me know what you thought about today's show. It was a little bit different. We brought in the tarot cards today, which was really exciting for me. And just to read from it today. I think I'd like to do that more often. Let me know. If you'd like to get a reading with me, let me know. Send in your questions. I think I'll do a few readings on here. Just let me know. Leave me a voice comment. See that button below. Click it. Leave a voice comment. I would love to hear from you. And I can't wait to speak to you very soon. Don't forget to support us right here at the show. Every dime counts. I love you guys a lot. Have an awesome day, night, afternoon, wherever you are, and we are out. I know that you've been going through it. I know that sometimes you have a really bad day. Sometimes you wake up and you wonder, what is your day supposed to be? What are you supposed to be doing? What are you? Who are you? So many questions, and it just seems like your day repeats the same way. Waking up, going to work, going to school, coming home, same cycle. What is this supposed to be? A lot of times we are looking for answers. We're looking for spiritual advice. We're looking for direction. And right now I'm offering a free 15-minute complimentary consultation with me, Najim P. Lee, for najimlee.com. It's super easy to book your session today. Go ahead, nlht.youcanbook.me. Book a session today. Let's talk. Let's see where you're at. You never know what direction you really need to go to when you get another insight looking in. I'm here for you. Do this today. Go ahead, book at nlht.youcanbook.me. Click that link on the screen right now.
I'm tired of being far away from home, far from what can home, far from where it's safe. Hope is not too late. Rush, rush, rush on you. Love, love, love on you. Love you like a fool. Put my trust in you. Cause you're the one I crave. And my cravings get dangerous. The feelings never fade. I don't think we should play with this. Say, come, come, get me straight. I don't think we should wait for this. Cause you're the one I crave. And my cravings get dangerous.
Risking everything.